Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and today I'd like to feature a conversation I recently recorded with one of my colleagues here in Roslyn, Jen Coleman. So Jen leads our Alumni Career Services team and wanted to talk with her a little bit more about sort of the full life cycle of career resources and support that a student and an alum has access to here at the Darden School. So you may know this, you may not know this, that at Darden, as a graduate, you have career services for life. Jen and her team are the people who provide those services, and I recently sat down with Jen to talk a little bit more about the work that she does, why she enjoys it, and what she sees on a daily basis when she interacts with alumni. And I think you'll enjoy hearing the conversation. Certainly, if you are someone who is interested in coming back to school and getting an MBA to facilitate a career transition, you are likely eager to know that you'll be supported not only while you're a student here, but long after graduation. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Jen Coleman. Jen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So for our listeners at home, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
So I joined Darden about 3 years ago, 2015. And I, as you said, I'm the executive director for Alumni Career Services. So I manage a team of coaches that support all degreed Darden alumni.
And you had an extensive career before coming to Darden. Tell us a little bit more about what you did before you came to Alumni Career Services.
Sure. So I am an MBA alum myself. I went to Kellogg, but feels like many moons ago. And I pursued a career on Wall Street. So I was in equities for about 10 years. The majority of that was at Goldman Sachs. And now it's about the halfway point because I've been a career coach for about 10 years. I did make a switch into higher education and pursued coaching.
So what led you to make the switch?
I was looking for work at that time that was personally more rewarding, a little more work-life balance, as I'm sure you can imagine. Just a change. And actually, it's that change that inspires a lot of the work that I do now, because I work with alums every day that are looking for similar types of changes in their life.
Right. It's the idea that we have many careers at this point, not just one, or
Absolutely.
Like chapters in a story. I don't know how you want to think about whatever the metaphor is. I was going to ask you, what skills do you think were fungible from being at Goldman, doing the work that you do? Like, what do you draw upon most now?
Mm-hmm. Well, at the time that I made the switch, I was certainly drawing upon my understanding of the industry. And when I started in higher education, I was helping students pursue Wall Street. So I was using my understanding of that process and my understanding of MBA recruiting in general. But over time, I developed a broader set of coaching skills, started working with executive students and alumni, and working well outside of my former industry. So in that sense, I was drawing upon a deep interest in mentoring others and helping others and helping people to reach their personal goals.
And Darden offers career services for life, and, mm-hmm. and your office is the story about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Endowed, right, to offer career services for life?
Correct. Thanks to some very generous alumni, about 25 years ago, Alumni Career Services came to be. It's actually called the Armstrong Center for Alumni Career Services, in honor of Booty Armstrong. And yes, we support all degreed alumni for life, and it is complimentary.
So when you think about working, I mean, so the interesting part of your job must be the fact that you're working with people at all mm-hmm. different career stages. Mm-hmm. So how do you orient to each? I mean, because you might be talking to somebody who's 5 years out, somebody who's 25 years out. I mean, how do you figure out how best to serve each?
Yeah,
each
no, it's true. All industries, mm-hmm. all functions, life stages, geographies. We work with people all over the world. So much of successful career transition, successful job search, successful career management is transferable. And also what makes my team good at what we do is recognizing that we are not the expert in our client's business. So we, as a coach, what you're doing is providing guidance. We're the experts in job search strategies in general and career management in general, but we are never going to or try to know the underlying business or function of our client better than they know it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I can imagine people come to you in any number of sort of emotional places, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, so people are really, I've got to change right now. Other people are sort of interested in other things. Mm-hmm. So how do you help people navigate that?
Well, the biggest group of our clients are currently employed and looking for a change. And it could be a minor change. I just got off the phone with an alum who's looking to make a geographic change for his family. To a very major change, looking for a complete career overhaul, like the one that I made 10 years ago. The next biggest group of alumni are those that are unemployed and looking for job search strategies. And then the tail goes from there, but there are lots of other categories. We have people who are relaunching after having been out of the workforce for a while, taking care of kids or aging parents. We have people who want help with career management topics, like trying to renegotiate their comp with their manager or get that promotion that they've been looking for the last couple of years. And then another category that's growing every day is our more senior alums that are looking for sort of meaningful work in retirement. We're seeing a lot more people come to us for that. So, yeah, lots of variety.
I wouldn't have guessed that last group. So they've retired, they're sitting around at home and they're like, I need to find something to do.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We see a lot of that now.
I could see that. I mean, if you've had this sort of high powered career, there's not a lot that you're going to do when you're retired, you know, at home, that's going to maybe scratch that same itch.
Well, yeah. I mean, retirement age has not kept pace. It hasn't changed in many, many years, and it has not kept pace with people living much longer. So people are some companies start encouraging retirement in mid-50s, and that's a long way to go.
That's right. So a lot of you know, in admissions we talk a lot about the alumni network and the responsiveness of the network. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you probably get to experience that in the work that you do as well, not just because you're dealing with alums, but a lot of how they may find their next opportunity, particularly given career stages, by networking.
Absolutely. We encourage networking. We give clients strategies for networking with other Darden alums. We make introductions where we can. And we constantly are getting feedback about the responsiveness of the alumni base.
So, when you think about, I mean, obviously you have these alumni you're working with that come to you in all sort of different places and different needs. I mean, what does success look like for you when you're dealing with this sort of disparate client base?
Yeah. Well, the simplest measure of success is a satisfied customer. We want our alumni to feel like they are getting the support that they need wherever they happen to be. I mean, our goal is to meet clients where they're at. So, if an alum feels like they got value from a call or from an engagement with us, then that is what matters.
And you had mentioned that you've been doing this work for a while now. Mm-hmm. How has the marketplace, the needs of folks, I mean, we talked about, you know, so the retirees, you know, looking for meaningful work, but how do you feel like things have changed over the time that you've been doing this kind of work?
The demand ebbs and flows a bit depending on market conditions. When the market is strong, there may be less need for the extra support than when the market has gone through weak spots. But in general, I would say it's an upward trend. I think seeking career support and career coaching is something more people are inclined to do than they might have been, say, when I was coming out of business school 20 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like just even having access to a career coach, why not take advantage? Do you ever talk to people who are not actively in a search or seeking some sort of transactional goal? It's more just like, you know, wanting to continue to think about their development or strategizing maybe for the next few years?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we do is we offer in-person office hours around the country. We go to a different chapter city every month. And since I'm in DC, I do them here every month. And when the type of client we see in those in-person meetings is often somebody who's just looking for kind of a career check-in, career check-up. So we do see that quite a bit, wanting to get a sense for how they're tracking, wanting to get some strategies for, as I was saying before, promotion or compensation increases. So yeah, absolutely, we see that.
They must feel, I mean, obviously we live in this information age where you can look stuff up on Glassdoor and all this kind of, but there must be some sense that you also see things sort of across industry and within an industry, right? Because of the work that you do, and you might be able to help them benchmark a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, we've got prospective students that listen to the podcast, exec students, and maybe even otherwise. What would you want them to know about Alumni Career Services?
Well, the biggest thing is to know that it exists, to know that it is part of the return that you get on your investment. It's a remarkable resource that's available for the rest of your life. You know, I think, especially for executive students where, you know, the return can be over a longer period of time. I think, you know, if you choose to go back to school full time, and you've forgone that income for a couple of years, there's this feeling that you want that return to be quick and immediate. But actually, the return on an MBA can last for many, many years. I know for me, it's lasted for many years. So this is one way that return can last. The other thing I would want to point out is the reason I came to Darden, or one of the reasons I came to Darden, was the incredible passion that alumni feel for the school. And employees, all the constituents, the passion that employees feel for the school, it's invigorating, and it's very appealing.
Yeah, you make a good point about the sort of timeline for ROI with exec students. We always stress with prospective students that, you know, it is a longer term play. At this point, if you're deciding to come back to school, if you have, most of our students are probably somewhere between 8 to 15 years into their career. It's not going to be that same immediate salary bump, but it is something that's going to expand opportunity for you. The kinds of roles you can aspire to, they change because because you have an MBA. But that's probably, I mean, I talked with Connie Dunlop about this not so long ago. That's probably maybe more of a 5 or 10 year question, maybe even longer than that. So it's a good point.
It can be. I mean, it's different for everyone. But what you learn in business school, it is about doors being opened for the rest of your life, but it's also about the way you see business and the way you see the world and the way you approach your job. I mean, I use my MBA as much now in my role in higher education as I did in my role at Goldman Sachs. I use my MBA when I think about how to manage my team, how to allocate resources, how to market our services. I mean, small things, but you're using it all the time.
That's tremendous. You know, when I think about Alumni Career Services, I think it tells such a powerful story about sort of the cycle of care and support that you have here. I mean, coming to get an MBA, you know, it's about education, it's about all these things, but it's a career choice, right? And it's something that you're doing to advance your career. So the idea that, you know, we have career kickoff meetings before students start with Jim and Sarita and other members of the CDC team with exec students. Then, you know, in program, you have all the support professional advancement course. You also continue to work with the CDC. And then after you graduate, you have alumni career services. So that's, you know, that's a pretty full cycle.
It is a full cycle.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And that was my conversation with Jen Coleman, Executive Director of Alumni Career Services here at the Darden School of Business. Of course, as always, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to touch upon here on the Exec MBA podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached by email at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. Until next time, thanks for listening.